I'd like to also let you know that we have officially rolled out the new city website. It's still being worked on, but it's functional. Not everything is included in it yet. We'll still be adding to it. But our web address is rushville-illinois.com.
Rushville-illinois.com.
Right.
Is this does it purely contain information, or will people be able to pay bills at the website? What all will it offer?
Yeah, we're going to hopefully integrate the ability to pay water and sewer bills, administrative fines, perhaps even at some point give folks the opportunity to complete online building permits and pay for those. Maybe even apply for water service and things like that. So hopefully there'll be an interactive feature to it too at some point.
How long has this project been in the making?
A year. And the thing is, we didn't hire a consultant to do it. We're doing it in-house, and so is it sparkling and have all the cool features right now? No, but it looks nice. It's going to be functional. It's going to serve the purposes for which it's intended, and we'll grow it as we can.
But it is open for business right now. So
it
to
is.
Speak.
If
all right.
Folks wanted to take a look at it, they could go. The homepage is up. We have there's information in parts of those pages. Some of them have not been developed yet. That's going to be ongoing through the fall.
Do you anticipate this will be heavily used, especially you get it so that people can pay bills or apply for different things on it?
I would hope so. I would hope that people would hope we can provide conveniences for folks that they can take advantage of and have it at their disposal. It's everybody thinks that, well, now that we have a website, people will just be attracted to it like moths to a light. Well, that's not always the case. There needs to be a reason why people want to go there, and one of those reasons is convenience. And so hopefully we can add those bill-paying features so that folks don't always have to come and rush a check or money order to the city for their water bill. They can just sit at home and do it.
Hey, would you also be posting city government agendas or perhaps minutes of meetings? Will you be doing stuff like that?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I think by law we have to. So, for instance, last night's agenda is on the website under agendas and minutes, and then as minutes are approved by the council, they will be posted. So the minutes will be 2 weeks behind the original date.
Okay. You anticipate at some point maybe you'll do a live streaming, do live streaming of meetings?
Baby steps, man. That can happen. It could. I mean, you know, one of the things that I kind of like is Camp Point, the Central School District, they use iPads in replacing their packets for their school board meetings.
Yes, I've heard of other governments doing that.
Yeah, and the school board, Rushville School, or the Schuyler County Schuyler Industry School Board, I think is doing the same thing, and I think that as we all become more, comfortable with technology, I'd like to see the city do it at some point. It's not going to happen soon, but I think if it's easier for the clerk's office, and it's a less expense to the city over a period of time than putting packets together, then it'd be worth considering.
Of course, you have to keep in mind the idea of training all the aldermen how to use these devices, too.
Yeah, that's true, but I think that if with, you the way with touchpad phone technology now, if you have an Android or an iPhone, I think you could probably pick up the iPad pretty quickly.